As reported earlier, the investigation into the murder of director Rob Reiner and his wife continues tonight. Senior arts correspondent Jeffrey Brown looks back at his life and his work.
Rob Reiner was born into show business. His father, Carl, a legendary television comedy pioneer, whose credits included creating The Dick Van Dyke Show. His mother, Estelle, an actress and singer. He first came to national prominence as Michael Meathead Stivic.
Where's your tie?
Well, I tried, Gloria, but it doesn't look good with an empty neck.
Shaggy-haired son-in-law to Carol O'Connor's bigoted Archie Bunker. In Norman Lear's game-changing sitcom that ran for 8 seasons in the 1970s and brought Reiner 2 Emmys for Best Supporting Actor.
Hi, how are you?
His move to directing began with the 1984 mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap.
There's some problems here. I don't even know where to start.
You'd like bigger bread?
A spoof of an aging rock band that would become a cult classic. He just recently brought out a sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Then a string of hits in a wide variety of genres, including the coming-of-age tale Stand By Me in 1986, based on a Stephen King novel.
Surrender!
1987's Princess Bride.
Very well, accept.
Will you promise not to hurt this man?
Yes!
1989's When Harry Met Sally, co-written with Nora Ephron, starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, a defining romantic comedy of its era. That's Reiner's mother, Estelle, in one of the film's most memorable scenes.
I'll have what she's having.
Misery, a horror film from 1990, was based on another Stephen King thriller.
I don't give a damn!
And the military courtroom drama A Few Good Men in 1992.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
Starring Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, and Demi Moore. It brought Reiner his only Oscar nomination for Best Film. The movies would continue, as would his occasional acting, including in Martin Scorsese's 2013 film, The Wolf of Wall Street, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Reiner would also become known for his activism on behalf of liberal political causes, including overturning a ban on same-sex marriage, first in California, then at the national level. And he was a frequent critic of President Trump, calling him a threat to democracy. Reiner spoke of his involvement in politics in a 2023 appearance on the NewsHour, marking the death of Norman Lear.
From Norman, I got this idea that you could use your celebrity, you could use your fame, and you could do something good with it. And I took that to heart, and I've done things with my celebrity that I probably wouldn't have done it had I not had that path.
He also combined his art and politics, making the 2024 documentary God and Country, a critique of the rise of Christian nationalism. Reiner was married for 10 years to Penny Marshall, also an actor and director. He adopted her daughter before their divorce in 1981. He met Michelle Singer on the set of When Harry Met Sally, where she served as director of photography. He later said falling in love with her led him to change the film to have a happy ending. The couple had 3 children. Their son Nick, now 32, and being held on suspicion of homicide, had spoken openly in the past about his struggles with drug abuse, including in 2016 for an interview with Amna on ABC News about the film Being Charlie, directed by Rob and co-written by Nick, about the story of a drug-addicted teen clashing with his famous father.
Was there ever a moment when you thought, this is too much, I don't want him to know all this?
The father character initially was harsh on him, and I, believe it or not, was not wanting the character to be that villainous. And it was hard for him for a while to think that I thought of him that way and to convince him that that's not how I felt, but that, you know, fathers do get in that mode sometimes when they're trying to help their kid.
Sure.
Is in danger.
I did think that. I mean, the way the father originally was written as very black and white, bad guy. And I thought, oh, God, that's what Nick thinks of me.
Today, tributes to Rob Reiner poured in. Ron Howard wrote, he proved to be a superlative filmmaker, a supportive colleague, and at all times a dedicated citizen. Kathy Bates, who starred in Misery, told the NewsHour, he was brilliant and kind, a man who made films of every genre to challenge himself as an artist. He changed the course of my life. Barack Obama wrote, beneath all of the stories he produced was a deep belief in the goodness of people. Michelle Singer Reiner was 70. Rob Reiner was 78. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.